My life is, I'd say, pretty white in general. Like, so much so that French vanilla is a little too multicultural for me. Which is not really true. I've, you know, done lots of things to get out of that comfort zone. I actually tutored in the Bronx for a little while, among other things, which was not how it was advertised. I expected lots of blacks and Italians, and I showed up. It was completely Latino and Vietnamese, and I was very confused. But one day in grad school, my friend wanted to give me a makeover, and this mostly involved me feeling very, very badly about myself, because I learned over the course of this makeover that I needed to tweeze, that I needed to get my eyebrows done and stuff out of my ears, and the weight loss needed to happen faster. But we decided that we would try straightening my hair. And this was because I have curly hair and you can't do much with it. I wanted the asymmetrical cool cut with the Derek Zoolander and the really good looking and the... So we go to CVS in College Park, and we go to look for hair straightener, and we look in all the aisles, and we're not finding it, because I'm looking in all the aisles that I go to get hair products, with the pert and the pink and the greens, and the lady, a very, very nice woman, at least you know, at the front, she says, you need to go in the back, and she's looking at me funny. I should mention we're in PG County. The woman behind the counter is African-American. So we go back into what I discover is the African-American section of hair care. And you know this because all of a sudden you go from the pinks and the sea greens to earth tones. And it's like Marvel Comics in that just, you know, 70 superheroes. So you know they're black. They're never lightning. It's black lightning. You know, and so it's like black opal and things like that, you know, or woods, it's mahogany and, you know. And so I get a hair care thing. And I will skip ahead to the story a little and say that when I tell my students, because I'm teaching at the time, when I tell my students what I've used on my hair, the girls just die, absolutely die, because I find out that I have used a product called Just For Me. And the girls love it, because I have used the No More Tears of scary African-American hair conks that just burns, etc. And it was awful, but apparently it's like the nicest, most gentlest hair care perm you can get. And it's got the picture, and all the girls were like, oh my God, my mom used that on me when I was 4. And this is... very funny, because I'm a 24-year-old graduate student. So we go and we load this up and we go to the front. And the lady looks at us and she says, you're going to use this? And I say, yeah. And she looks at my friend who runs a place called Blue Collar Books and has like tattoos up and down the sleeves and denim. And he's going to help you. And yeah. She says, rings up my change and says, crackers get crazier every year.